notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Every now and again, a listener will say something like, "The world seems to be changing so fast. All this new technology and globalization and climate change and all the rest. What kind of a world are our kids going to live in? And more important, what kind of skills will they need to survive?" Well, that is certainly a good question, and one that we certainly don't have the answer for here at the Electronic Cottage. Happily, however, someone has stepped forward to offer at least one answer, and it's someone who's definitely worth listening to. Howard Gardner has published a book called Five Minds for the Future, in which he postulates five types of minds that will be necessary to flourish in the future technological and global world that we're rapidly moving toward. A little background is probably in order. Howard Gardner is a professor of cognition and education at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. Back in 1983, he published a groundbreaking book called Frames of Mind: The Theory of Multiple Intelligences, in which he postulated a number of different types of intelligence that each of us has to different degrees. Different intelligences predominate in different individuals, and this affects the way we learn best, how we see the world, and many other aspects of our daily life. In his 1983 book, Gardner identified seven core intelligences: linguistic, logical-mathematical, spatial, bodily-kinesthetic, musical, interpersonal, and intrapersonal. In 1999, he added a naturalistic intelligence to the list, and last time I heard, he thought there might be one or even maybe two more. His new book doesn't deal with intelligences per se, but rather looks at what he calls minds, which we might call ways of operating in the world. He describes what he sees as, quote, "the kinds of minds that people will need if we, are to thrive in the world during eras to come," end quote. The best way to convey Gardner's ideas is probably to use his own words. So here are some of them. First, a distinction between what Gardner calls intelligences and what he calls minds. Quote, "The five minds posited in this book are different from the eight or nine human intelligences. Rather than being distinct computational capabilities, they're better thought of as broad uses of the mind that we can cultivate at school, in professions, or at the workplace," end quote. So, with that behind us, just what are these five types of mind? They're the disciplined mind, the synthesizing mind, the creating mind, the respectful mind, and the ethical mind. Here's how Gardner describes each of them. The disciplined mind has mastered at least one way of thinking, a distinctive mode of cognition that characterizes a specific scholarly discipline, craft, or profession. Much research confirms that it takes up to 10 years to master a discipline. The disciplined mind also knows how to work steadily over time to improve skill and understanding. In the vernacular, it is highly disciplined. Without at least one discipline under his belt, the individual is destined to march to someone else's tune. The synthesizing mind takes information from disparate sources, understands and evaluates that information objectively, and puts it together in ways that make sense to the synthesizer and also to other persons. Valuable in the past, the capacity to synthesize becomes ever more crucial as information continues to mount at dizzying rates. Building on discipline and synthesis, the creating mind breaks new ground. It puts forth new ideas, poses unfamiliar questions, conjures up fresh ways of thinking, arrives at unexpected answers. By virtue of its anchoring in territory that's not yet rule-governed, the creating mind seeks to remain at least one step ahead of even the most sophisticated computers and robots. Recognizing that nowadays one can no longer remain within one shell or in one's home territory, the respectful mind notes and welcomes differences between human individuals and between human groups, tries to understand these others, and seeks to work effectively with them. In a world where we're all interlinked, intolerance or disrespect is no longer a viable option. Proceeding on a level more abstract than the respectful mind, the ethical mind ponders the nature of one's work and the needs and desires of the society in which it lives. The ethical mind then acts on the basis of these analyses. End quote. So, there you have it. One very incisive person's answer to the question of what we and our children will need to survive in the global, physical, digital world we all seem to be heading toward at breakneck speed. If you're interested in reading more about his ideas, the book is Five Minds for the Future by Howard Gardner, published in 2006 by the Harvard Business School Press. And if you're interested in keeping up on a more granular level with the changes that digital technology is bringing to our everyday world every day, you can, and we hope you will, keep tuning in to future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.